The bottom of Mem Hei Amud Beis, and if you remember, the sugya began after the Mishnah with a brisa, and we're talking about a dovar she'ein lo matirin, and the question is how to set up the dinim of pigul, nosar, and tuma. With regard to tuma, which means tumas haguf, there's going to be an Iser, even with regard to those Kodshim, which are Ein Lehem Matirin. And we'll give three examples of those Kodshim. That would be Levona. That would be Ktores. And that would be Kometz. These are things that you're not Chayef for Pigul, because it doesn't have a Matir. Then we say that in the case of Tumas Haguf Yechayev. Nosar, the Gemara thinks we have to compare it to Tumah. And the Gemara thinks that there's a reason to compare Nosar to Tumah based on what's called Gezel, Simon, that's called Guf, Zrika, and Chil. So now we're up to Adarab. The Gemara now argues logically we should have more of a compelling reason to compare Nosar to Pigul. And therefore, in those cases where there's no Matir, there should be no Isur Nosar. Adarava, mi Pigul havile lemelif. So this you'll see, four lines and change, up from the bottom of Mem Hei Amud Beis. And the Gemara now says that there are five reasons to argue that Nosar and Pigul go together. The Nosar is more similar to Pigul than it is to Tuma. Shekein, Hutar, Tzitz, Tohar, Bizman, Korev. Number one, Hutar, that both Nosar and Pigul do not have an exceptional case of Heter. There's no Heter neither on Pigul nor Nosar. Le'umatzot, in contrast to Tuma, which is Hutra B'tzibur. Second, we have Tzitz. In Nosar and Pigul, there's no Ritzui Tzitz. But in Tuma, there's Ritzui Tzitz. Tahar, which means that Pigul and Nosar are applicable to Tahorim. And Tuma stands on its own because it's Tmeim. Zman, Nosar and Pigul both have an element of Zman. Nosar means he didn't eat the carbon within its allotted time, and Pigul means he had a machshava to eat the carbon outside of its allotted time. In contrast, Tuma has no relationship to Zman. Karev, right? We have a Dovra Karev as opposed to the Adam HaMakriv. In the case of both Nosar and Pigul, the Psul is a Dovra Karev. It's in the carbon itself. In contrast, Tuma is in the Makriv. And therefore the Gemara says, Hani Nefishan. We have more of a commonality between Pigul and Nosar than we do between Nosar and Tomei. Nosar and Tomei had three elements, but in Pigul we have Pigul and Nosar, we have five. So again, we're back to square one. We're looking for a source to establish that Nosar has the same din as Tuma, and even in a Dovar Shein Lo Matirin, the Isur Nosar applies, like those cases that we mentioned earlier. So now the Gemara offers another source for this din. Ella, mi detani Levi, from the Brisa of Levi. Detani Levi, this Brisa is based on the Pasuk v'yinazru mikodshe b'nei Yisrael. And that's the Pasuk from whence we derive the Isra Achilus Kodshim b'tuma. And that Isra applies even to a Dover she'ein lehem matirin. Meaning, how do we know that this Iser would apply equally to Nosar? Nosar is called a Psul Zman because it's a result of the fact that he delayed the Zman of Achilas HaKarbon. And the Torah now wants to teach us that Nosar is also included in Dvarim She'ein Lehem Matir, Talmud Lomar, because at the next part of the pasuk it says, "Vol yichalalu eshem kodshi, asher hei makdishim li ani Hashem." And the Torah says here, v'lo yechal. So we're going to emphasize the word chilul here in this context. And now we'll take a look on Daf Memvav Amid Beis. B'shnei chilulim hakosuv medaber. In other words, there's an extra lamed here in the word yechalulu. It could have said yechelu with one lamed. The extra lamed indicates a plural. Or, for example, Tosus says that the diuk is from the word chilul b'lashon rabim, shnei chilulim, and nosar and tuma. The shnei chilulim is because it could have said lo yechalel, but lo yechalelu is lashon rabim. What are these two chilulim? Echad psul nosar v'echad psul tuma. So it means if somebody eats kodshim, even in the case of Lavona, again, you have another problem in Lavona as an example because it might not be Roy Lachila. If he eats a bitumas haguf, the Torah says, Asher ha'em makdishim li, and that's a ribu for all mukdashim, even those that have no matir. And since it says in plural, we're going to extend this to include the Iser Nosar as well, and Nosar is going to apply even in cases where there is no Matir. Now we go back to our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Chutz min Adam. In other words, you're not Chayev for Achilas Dam in Nosar and Tumah. And the Gemara wants to know, Minani Mili. How do we know that with regard to dam, and that's going to be the emphasis now, we're talking about a tamei who eats dam as a violation of kodshim, not b'toras, the general iser dam that applies in chulin as well. Minani Mili says the Gemara, and a little bit of background here, the Gemara in Masechta Megillah on Daf Yud Aleph clarifies the source for the principle that there's no Me'ila in Dam Karbonos. In other words, the Isra Anah that the Torah has formulated with regard to Al Kodshim does not apply to Dam. Again, as far as an Isra Darabon is concerned, that's a different question, but we're talking on a Daraisa level. The Maskana in the Gemara in Me'ila is that the source to exclude Dam from Me'ila is also the source to exclude Dam from the Chiyuv Nosar or Achila Bituma. Omar Ula Makra, because with regard to Dam Kshel Karbonos, in Vayikra Yitzayin, Ki Nefesh HaBosar Badom, Badom Hi, Vani Nisativ Lachem, emphasize the word Lachem, Alam is Beach, Lechapir al Nafshel Sechem, Ki Adam Hu Banefesh Yechapir. And clearly we're speaking about here Dam that goes on the Mizbeach Lechapir. And the Torah says Nasativ Lachem. It was given as a Kapora Lachem. Shalachem Yehe. And Shalachem Yehe always means that there's no Yisra Anor. In this case, there's no Din Me'ila. And this halacha that excludes Dam from Me'ila is now the source for excluding Dam from the Chiyuv Nosar and Achila Bituma. And this drasha of Lachem Shalachem Tehe is classic. If you look, for example, in the second perek in Psachim, in the whole sugya of Yisuri Hanah, you will see that the Gemara darshins consistently any parasha which says Lachem is to be matir the Yisra Hanah. The Bei Rab Chiz Rabbi Shmuel Tana, we have a different Bais Omakra, the Pasuk says, and it's also in the same context there, Vayikra Yud Zayin, in the same Pasuk that we mentioned earlier, but emphasizing a different part of the Pasuk. Vanina Sativ Lachem Alam Izbech Lechaper. And the mashmos of this pasuk lechaper is lechapara nasativ velo lemeila. Now, the Torah's machshiv the dam like kodshim le'inyan shu mechaper avalo, but not le'inyan din me'ila. As far as me'ila is concerned, the dam does not have a din of kodshim, and therefore l'chapora nesativ means that it's omid l'chaper, but it's considered yours, so to speak, and there's no me'ila. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kray has another source for Dama Karbonos, also in the same pasuk, but not emphasizing neither the word shalachem, lachem, or the word lechaper, but rather emphasizing the word hu, ki hadam hu banefesh yechaper. The word hu means kimochehu, as is, meaning the din doesn't change. Now, when we say that the din of the dam and the status of the dam doesn't change, what does that mean? Change before and after what? And the answer is matan damim. And that's what it says here in Rabbi Yochanan, lifnei kapar kelyachar kapar, before the nesina and after the nesina. Ma achar kapara. And here Rabbi Yochanan lays down a premise and builds on that premise. The Gemara is going to question this premise. Achar kapara ein bo me'ila. After the zrik is concerned, for sure, it's understood, it's upgraded, as we say, that there's no me'ila. It's not considered kodesh Hashem. And since we're saying hu ba'aviyaso yeh k'mot shehu, therefore af lifnei kapara, even before the zrika sadam, even though it's considered kodesh Hashem, ein bo me'ila. Now, we have here a din that is no me'ila in dam behemas kodshim. Rabbeinu Tam, quoted here in Tosfos, has a gemara me'ila about make his dam lebehemas kodshim. And it seems that if he's bloodletting from an animal that's kodshim, then the dam that's yotzim and who is subject to me'ila. And that's against our sugya. And Tosfos offers the answer that when our sugya postulates that there's no me'ila and dam kodshim, that's only liachar shechita. Before shechita, there is me'ila. And since hakozes dam takes place clearly before shechita, there is me'ila. So how does the shechita in dam kodshim remove me'ila? The answer is because it makes the dam roi l'kapara. And once it's roi l'kapara, we apply the principle of l'kapara nesativ velo l'me'ila. Now the Gemara attacks Rabbi Yochanan. Ema, why do you go in that direction and you compare lifnei kapara to liachar? You compare liachar kapara. Lifnei kapara to liachar kapara. Why not go the other direction and say liachar kapara kill lifnei kapara? Ma lifnei kapara yesh bo me'ila af liachar kapara yesh bo me'ila. And as you start with the assumption that after kapara, after the zrika, there's no me'ila, and you build on that. Why not start with the premise that before the zrika, there should be me'ila? And therefore the word hu, which teaches us kavayaso yeh, would not be teaching us that dam kapara, that dam karban lefnei kapara, has the same din as dam li'achar kapara. Why go in that direction? It's very possible that the Torah is coming to teach me the exact opposite, that dam liachar kapara, liachar zrika, has the same status as dam lifnei zrika. So the Gemara answers, ein lecha dover shenaseis mitzvaso umolimbo. There was never a havamina that liachar zrika sadam there would be me'ila, because we have a principle called naseis mitzvaso, that whenever something is me'ila because it is designated for a certain mitzvah, once that mitzvah is fulfilled, there's no longer me'ila. And this once again is a sugya in the second perek of Psachim as well. In fact, with regard to chametz, where the Torah gave us a mitzvah sreifa of tashbisu, it's very possible that the efer chametz anisraf is mutter for this very principle of nasis mitzvaso. Or for example, if you want to smell the reach of a ketores after it's already burnt, So again, you may apply the principle of kol marav areach embo b'shum me'ilo. Alternatively, you might say that it's already nasis mitzvaso, and nasis mitzvaso is mafkia me'ilo. Therefore, says Rabbi Yochanan, there's no possibility of equating dam lif dam liachar kapar to dam lifnei kapar to generate an isa me'ilo. That would violate the most basic principle in me'ilo. And the Ritva says, how do we know this klal that after nasis mitzvaso there's no me'ilo? And he suggests perhaps from the next piece of Gemara, Trumas Hadeshen, Egla Rufa, which where there is me'ilo after nasis mitzvaso, we have a principle called Shnei Ksuva Aboim Kechrei Malamdin. And he offers a different suggestion. He sues me. He says, Mishum Dahavi Trumas Hadeshen Vigdei Kuhuna Shnei Ksuva Malamdin. But there is a Rashi in Masechta Yoma that says a svari. He says, "Kevin shenasis mitzvaso kvar eno nechsham lekodshe Hashem." So, what generates meila is the designation for kodshe Hashem. Once he did the mitzvah, he fulfilled the kodshe Hashem. It's no longer kodshe Hashem. The Ritva himself says a different answer. He says that we derive it from chatos hamesos. There's a drasha from the pasuk v'nasan oso, which excludes chatos hamesos from meila. And why? Because it's not royal mitzvah. After it dies, it's not royal mitzvah. So the carcass of the animal is not subject or cannot generate an isa me'ilah. The Gemara says, "Velo, is it really true that there's no me'ilah after nasis mitzvah, so very trumas hadeshen?" And in the case of trumas hadeshen, he takes a full fistful of the afer and he removes it from the Mizbeach. This was done on a daily basis by the Kohen who was Zoch and the pious for this mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen, Aromas Hadeshen. And he would take a macht or some sort of a pair, a shovel, and he would dig it into the Eish, to the Efer on the Mizbeach, take out the Deshen, a full machta's worth, and he would place it b'mizracho shel kevesh ha-mizbeach. And this took place from Alos HaShachar, from daybreak. They were mafrish, they were merim trumas hadeshen. The Kohen would climb up to the top of the Mizbeach, fill up the machta with deshen, the efer, from the evrei HaKarbonos that were burnt on the Mizbeach. And after he did the haroma, he would put the machta down on the Ritzvah Sazora, on the Mizrach, Shel Kevesh HaMizbeach, and there it was nivla b'mkomo. That's what Rashi says in Masechta Me'ilah. Haya nivla b'mkomo. And all this is to protect and prevent a violation of the Isur Me'ilah. Moses asks the following question. If it was really nivla b'mkomo, how could you even talk about Me'ilah? There's nothing to be moil from. So Tosa says maybe the process of nivla b'mkomo took a certain amount of time, and before it was nivla completely, he violated the Isur Me'ilah. But in any event, we see that you're not allowed to benefit from the Efer, the Trumas Hadeshen, even though already was Nasis Mitzvaso, it was already used on the Mizbeach, the Evarim were burnt on the Mizbeach, so why should the Efer be prohibited under the law of Me'ilah? And keep in mind that in Vayikra Vav, regarding Trumas Hadeshen, the pasuk says, V'somo Eitzal HaMizbeach, the Lashon of V'somo indicates that he's not allowed to let the Efer just disperse, but rather he has to make sure that the Efer is left in its place, right there where we placed it, as we said, Mizracho Shel Kevesh HaMizbeach, until it's Nivla Bekarka. And all this indicates that there's an Isur Hanah, because there's still Kedusha, and there's also Me'ilah. And we see clearly that Trumas Hadeshen is a paradigm case of Nasis Mitzvaso, and yet there's Me'ilah. Now, I said before that the Nasis Mitzvaso is the fact that the Evarim were burnt already on the Mizbeach. Well, That's not enough because he still has a mitzvah v'samo etzal mizbeach, and that continues the isa me'ila. But after he fulfills the v'samo and he places it where he has to place it, then l'chora there should be no isa me'ila. So from here we have a contradiction to the principle of nasis mitzvaso. So the Gemara answers, no, we're not going to darshan the din me'ila in dama karba and liachar zrika. From this case of Trumas HaDeshen, and demand and establish a Din Me'ila after Zrika Saddam. So why not? Bishum David Trumas HaDeshen Big Day Kahuna Shnei Ksuv Mabon Kecher V'chol Shnei Ksuv Mabon Kecher Ein Malamdin. In the case of Big Day Kahuna, which we're talking about the Big Day Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim, and these are the Arba Big Day Lavan that the Kohen Gadol wears when he goes Lifnai V'Lifnim in the Kodesh Kadoshim. And the Gemara is going to explain that the source of this din in the Parsha of Achrimos of Vayikra Tezayin Uposhat is Big Day Habad V'Nicham Sham. And V'Nicham Sham means Malamit Shetunim Gniza. They have to be hidden so that no one will use and benefit from these begadim and violate the Isum Me'ila. So we have now two cases. We have two cases where even though Nasis Mitzvoso, nevertheless there is Me'ila, we have Trumas HaDeshen and Big Day Kahuna. When you have one case that teaches a din, then it becomes a binyanav. But when the Torah repeats it a second time, it means to tell you that these are the two exceptions to the rule rather than reflections or expressions of the general rule. So therefore, we're going to go back to the general rule and we're going to assume that Nasis Mitzvoso applies straight across the board with the exception of Trumas HaDeshen and Big Day Kahuna. And now we can go back to the drush of Rabbi Yochanan of Hu, Shebahavaso Yehei, which teaches me that Dam Lifnei Zrika is to be compared with Dam Liachar Zrika and Ein Bo Me'ila. Now again, it could be possible that if we have the principle here of Shnei Ksuvim Abom Kechrei Melamdim, then it means more than just that we don't derive an Abinyanav once it's repeated a second time, but it means Fakeret, that we establish these two cases as the only exceptions to the rule. Or alternatively, you could say Melamdim just means that we cannot derive anything, so we're not sure where to place Dam. Dam Kodesh before Zrika. Maybe, I'm sorry, we're not sure that Dam Kodesh Liachar Zrika should be placed into the rule of Nasis Mitzvah, or maybe it could be placed into the rule of Trumas HaDeshen and Big Day Kahuna. We don't have any proof positive to derive conclusions from Trumas HaDeshen and Big Day Kahuna, but on the other hand, we still don't know what the status of Dam Liachar Zrika is. Do we apply the principle of Nasis Mitzvah? So for that, we have the drasha from Yochanan of Hu. So the Gemara now asks the following question: Ha Nicha L'Rabbanan, according to the Shitas Rabbanan against Rabbi Dosa, the Amri, that they maintain based on the drasha with regard to Big Day Kahuna of Kohen Gadol B'Yom HaKippurim, the four begadim. Then when it says in Vayikra Tezayin Uba Aaron El Ol Moed Upashat Es Big Day Bad Asher Lovash Bebo El HaKosh V'Nicham Sham Is Malamed She'Teunim Gniza. So the source, according to the Chachamim, for the Isra Hana, even after Nasis Mitzvah and Big Day Kahuna, is the pasuk that says V'Nicham Sham. And according to this opinion, Big Day Kahuna becomes one of the two places where the Torah presents and legislates Me'ila, even though it was Nasis Mitzvah. So Big Day Kahuna and Trumas HaDeshen are Shnei Ksuvim Abom Kechod. Ella, but what about Ladas Rabbi Dosa? The Omar, he holds that Big Day Kahuna of the Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippur Mutara Sein LeKohen Hejot, that a Kohen Hejot is permitted to serve with these four begadim that were used by the Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim during the entire course of the year. Ubilvad shlo yishtamish bahem liyom HaKippurim acher, unless the Kohen Gadol designates these begadim for next Yom HaKippurim. So it turns out that according to Rabbi Dosa, the principle of Nasis Mitzvaso, which is Mafkia Me'ila and Isra Na, applies to Big Day Kohen Gadol, and therefore all we have is the one exception of Trumas HaDeshen. And in Trumas HaDeshen, despite the fact that it was Nasis Mitzvaso, nevertheless, there's Me'ila. And if that be the case, then Trumas HaDesh could serve as a binyan av to teach me that even when it's Nasis Mitzvos, it's still Me'ila. So we go back to our original Kasha. Let's assume that because of the equation between Dam Lifnei Kapor and Dam Li'acher Zrika, that Dam Li'acher Zrika, even though it's Nasis Mitzvos, should be subject to an Isa Me'ila and derive that from Trumas HaDesh. Again, the only reason why Trumas HaDeshen could not serve as a binyan av to teach me that despite Nasis Mitzvaso, there's still an Issa Me'ila is because we had Big Day Kahuna, but according to Rabbi Dosa, we don't have Big Day Kahuna, because if the Kohen Gadol has finished using the Begadim, then there's no Issa Me'ila in the Begadim, and a Kohen Hedged is allowed to use Big Day Kahuna the rest of the year. So the Gemara answers that even according to Rabbi Dosa, we have a Shnei Ksuvim Abom Kecher at Ein Melamdim, not from Big Day Kahuna, but from Egla Rufa. Mishum Davi Truma Sadesh of Egla Rufa, Shnei Ksuvim Abom Kecher, called Shnei Ksuvim Abom Kecher Ein Melamdim. And in the parsha of Egla Rufa, the Torah says that there's an Iser Hanah, even after the Arifa, even after Nasis Mitzvah. So we're in Parshas Kiseitze, the Torah says, Dvarim Perkhof Aleph, that if in Eretz Yisrael they find the body of a dead person that was murdered on the ground outside a city and they don't know who killed him, then the Anshei Sanhedrin of Yerushalayim have to go out of Yerushalayim, they make a Medida, and they measure the distance from the place where they found the dead body to the cities that are surrounding that spot. They determine which city is the most Krovas, is the closest to that dead body, to the location of the dead body. Then they bury the dead body in the place where they found it, and the Zekanim of that city, the city that's Krova, have to go down and they have to do a process called Egla Rufa. And they bring an Egla Shalonastaba Kalavoda, was never used for any purpose, Yardim El Nachal Eson, and they break the head of the Agola with a knife from its back. They wash their hands and they declare, Yodenu lo shafku es adoma zeveinenu lo ro. And from the fact that the Torah prohibits hana even after the arifa in Egla Rufa, even after the Nasis Mitzvasa, that becomes joining together with Trumas HaDeshen, the two cases of Isra Hanah even after Nasis Mitzvasa, and that becomes Shnei Ksuvim Abom Kecher Ein Melamdim. And therefore, again, we're free to take the Pasuk Hu and establish that there's no Me'ila in Dam Li'acher Zrika, and through the Havayasa'iyah to extend that to Dam Lifnei Zrika. The Gemara continues to ask, and on this Shnei Ksuvim, the Gemara says, Hanichal Amandi Omar, Ein Melamdim, El Amandi Omar, Melamdim. Now there is a Amandi Omar who holds that Shnei Ksuvim Bom Kechad Melamdim, and that means that the Torah sometimes doubles it up in order to establish a binyan av. Because the Torah, for whatever reason, thinks that if it was written only once in one place, maybe we'd limit it to that place. And it says it twice to emphasize that that's the rule. And the binyan av is derived from the Shnei Ksuvim. And if we go according to that Mandi Omar, Michael and Maymar, again, according to that Mandi Omar, we don't have an ironclad rule that's called Nasis Mitzvaso. But rather, Trumas HaDesh and Egla Ruf are going to teach me the opposite, that there's Me'il even after Nasis Mitzvaso. So when that be the case, then in Dam Li'acher Zrika, there should be Me'ila. And therefore, the Hu will tell me that just like there's Me'ila before Nasis Mitzvasa, which was the logical premise, therefore there should be Me'ila even Li'acher Shenasis Mitzvasa, even Li'acher Zrika. So the Gemara answers the following: Trei miyut eksivi. In other words, if there was one miyut, then we wouldn't be able to determine that there's meila after nasis mitzvasa. Ein lilmod ludvar macherim shehei meil yachar shenasis mitzvasa. If we only have one miyut, but trei miyut eksivi, we have two miyutim, and one miyut is in the parsha of Egla Rufa, the other is in the parsha of Trumas Hadeshen. Hacha here in Egla Rufa Ksiv, in the parsha that we mentioned before in Dvarim Chafalv, it says Ha Arufa, and from the fact that the Torah adds the hey of Ha Arufa, it doesn't say Arufa, the hey Ayidia is a miyut. It tells you that this case of Egla Rufa generates an Isra Anoa even after Nasis Mitzvasa, but not in any other case. We have another miyut in the parasha of Trumas Hadeshen. Ksiv, it says there, Vayikravav. We'll read the whole pasuk. Veherim is Hadeshen asher tochal ha'esh esholal hamizbeach v'samo eitzel hamizbeach. The Torah doesn't say v'sam, but it adds a vav at the end, v'samo, indicating that the Isra Anoa, in this case, the Trumas Hadeshen is unique, and it doesn't apply elsewhere. And therefore, we have two miyutim to teach us that only in these two cases, the Isra Anoa continues to exist even after Nasis Mitzvasa, but we don't apply that principle elsewhere. And therefore, we're not going to say that the Din Me'ila in the Dam Li'achar Zrika has the same status as the Dam Lifnei Zrika. Adarabah. We're going to assume that Dam Li'achar Zrika, insofar as Nasis Mitzvah, for sure, Pakad Din Me'ila, and therefore this Hekesh of who is going to teach me that even in the Dam before Zrika, before Nasis Mitzvah, so when it's L'Kapara, there's no Me'ila. So we now have a clear-cut justification for the Drasha Rabbi Yochanan from who to exclude Dam Karban from Me'ila. Now the Gemara wants to know, why do we need all these drashos? After all, the pasuk says in Vayikra Perek Yud Zayin, Ki nefesh habasar badam hi, vanina sativ lachem al mizbeach lechaper al nafshol sechem ki adamu ba nefesh lechaper. And we have here three different drashos, three different words to be mamai dam karban from Me'ila. We had the three drashos earlier of lachem, lechaper, and hu. So why do we need all these three psukim? And Ula darshan from the word lachem, the Brice of Rabbi Shmuel, the Bei Rabbi Shmuel darshan from lachap, Rabbi Yochanan from the word hu. So the Gemara asks, Utlasa kroy bedam lamali? Why do we need three psukim? Three drashas, all of which are coming to exclude dam kodshim from Me'ila, dam karban from Me'ila. Why wouldn't one miyut be enough? So the Gemara answers that these three psukim, lema'ute, are coming to exclude dam karban from three different isurim. Number one, from Me'ila. Number two, from Nosar. And number three, from Tuma. So if he's Tame v'tumas aguf and he eats the dam, he's not chayev. Or if he eats the dam after it became Nosar, he's not chayev. So Lachem is coming to introduce Nosar, that Dama Karban has a din of Chulin and not Kodshim, and therefore there's no Nosar. The word Lechaper is telling us that as far as Achila Betum and Tumas Aguf, there's no Iser of Achilas Dam Kodshim Betumas Aguf. Why? Because that only applies to something which has the koch, has the power, Lahavi Lidei Chapor, that's what the word Lechaper. But as far as Tumah is concerned, it's like Chulin. So the power of Dam and its status as Kodshim, Nidon Kodshim, is only Lechaper. But as far as Tumah is concerned, it's like Chulin. And then we need the Hu to teach us that there's no Me'ila B'Dam, even before Zrika, by equating it to Dam Li'achar Zrika. So we have three dinim, Me'ila, Nosar, and Tumah. For that we need, respectively, three psukim. The Gemara adds, Aval Pigul Lotzarch Kra. We don't need a drasha to exclude Dam Karban from a Chiv of Achilas Pigul. Disnan, because we have a Mishnah, which we learned back on Daf Mem Gimel, Kol Sheyesh Lo Matirin, Bein Liyadam, Bein Lemizbech, Hayob Mishum Pigul. If something has a matir that's chal vis-a-vis it, like for example the achilas adam, which needs the matir zrikas dam, or the achilas mizbeach of the haktar seimurim, which needs the zrikas dam, there's going to be an iser achilas pigul on the basar that's designated for achilas adam. Again, if there was machsheves chutz l'zmano during the avodos, or an iser on aktar se murim v'toras pigul. However, v'dam gufe matirhu, dam is not something that has on it a matir, meaning it's a nitar, but dam is the kocha matir. And since it's matir, the other parts of the karbon, whether it's laktar in the case of imurim, lachil in the case of the basar, it doesn't have a matir on itself, is therefore it's not included in a darash yesh lo matirin as far as pigul is concerned. So we need no source for pigul. We needed a source for me'ilah, for nosar, for tumah, that we found in the three drushos. The Gemara brings a drush of Rabbi Yochanan with regard to a situation where we have three drushos to derive one din. On Rabbi Yochanan says we found a precedent, so to speak, in the Torah, where three different places it teaches us the onish kares in the case of achilas basar shlamim bituma. Let's go through the three mikros, the three psukim. We have in Vayikra Chaf Beis pasuk gimel. Emor aleihem l'doroseichem kol ish asher yikrav mikol zarechem el hakodoshim asher yakdishu bnei Yisrael Hashem v'tumaso olav v'nichras ha'nefesh ahi milafanai ani Hashem. And the Gemara earlier on Daf Mem Hamid Beis explained that this pasuk is referring to achilas kodshim v'tumas haguf. That's in Perek Chaf Beis, Pasuk Gimel. Let's fast forward to Pasuk Chaf. But not in that same Perek, my mistake, but in Perek Zion. And there it says, V'anefesh ha-shatoch al-basa mizevach ha-shlom ha-shal ha-shem v'tumasa olav v'nichrasa ha-nefesh ha-himei ha-meha. And finally, in that same Perek, in Pasuk Chaf Aleph, and we had a long discussion about these psukim in the past, V'nefesh ki siga b'chol tamei b'tumas adam o b'behemot meha Kresos Bishlamim Lama. Why the Torah in the context of a Tomei who eats Shlamim Bituma, that he himself is Tomei, three times over the Torah tells us that the punishment is Kares. So now we're turning to Daf Memvov Amid Beis. So the Gemara now explains and justifies why we need three times the Torah to repeat itself as far as Kares is concerned. Achas, lichlol, v'achas, liprat, v'achas, lidvarim she'enam ne'echolim. The first two times that the Torah mentions Kares is to teach us a drasha in this parasha based on one of the midos HaTorah and dreshes b'hen, which is called over she bechlal v'yotzim in a klal, lo lelamed al atzmo yotza, lelamed al klal kulo yotza. In other words, if in one place the Torah gives you a klal, for example, the Torah says that there's kares in karvan shlomim together with all other kodshim, and the Torah says kol isha sheyikrav mikol zarachem ela kodoshim v'tumasol v'nichrisa, that's a klal because it includes all kodshim. And in all kodshim is a chiv kares of yitam bituma. And of course, shlomim is included in that klal. Now, elsewhere, the Torah says, v'anefesh asher tochal basar mizevach hashlomim asher lashem v'tumasol v'nichrisa. Now the Torah is being motzi mea klal, and it writes the prat. And here in the prat it says zevach shlomim, and it doesn't say the pasuk doesn't say mikol. What was the pasuk again? Kadoshim. It doesn't say some sort of klal of kol kadoshim. So now we apply the principle that it's coming to teach us something about the klal. There's a hekeshia between shlomim and the klal, and just like the second pasuk that we mentioned shlomim, which are kodshim is beach. So that's telling us that the isur kares in other kodshim applies when it's dumya the shlomim, it's kodshim is beach. But if it would be kodshe berek abayis, and he eats kodshe berek abayis betumas aguf, he's not chayav kares. The achas, but we need another pasuk, that's the third pasuk of a kares, is coming to be marbe ludvarim she'enim necholim, that if you have kodshim izbeach, but it's not royal achila, for example, eitzim, levona, and ktores, if you eat them bituma, you chayav kares. And this drasha reflects the sheet of the chachamim who hold in our Mishnah that there's a chayav kares even on something that's not royal achila. The Gemara later on is going to clarify, according to Rabbi Shimon, who holds that there's no chiyuv kares in the case of achila bituma on davar she'eino royal achila. How is he going to reflect on this? Tosfos, Divrei Maskil Achas, asks the kasha, what's the tzad in the Gemara to be mechayev kares on achilus kodshei berek abayis bituma? The Gemara daf memheim and beis darshind mi yikrav, from the pasuk Yikrav in Vayikrach of Beis, that there's no chiyuv kares on achilu bituma, except in the case of kodshim, someone who eats kodshim royally karev, and kodshim berek abayis is not royally karev. And Tosfos answers that there was a habamina to say that in kodshim is beach. That's where the Torah says that you're not chayev for achilu bituma unless it's royally karev. But in kodshim berek abayis, which lechatchila is not omeyli karev, there you'd be chayev for mi'ili afalpi she'eino royally karev. Chayev achila, I meant to say. If I said mi'ili, I meant achila. Now the Gemara is going to ask the question of Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon, who's committed in that Mishnah position that dvarim she'eino necholim, ein chayev and aleim mishum tuma. If you eat something that's not royal achila, you don't engender a chiyuv achila bituma. Is lasuye mai? What does this third pasuk come to be marbe? Because we said it's marbe dvarim she'eino necholim. He must be using that extra pasuk of kares for something else. And the Gemara answers li suye. It's coming to include chatos pnimios. What does that mean? That in cases of a karma chatas, where the hazaz is bifnim, inside the heichal, like par v'sor shi yom ha-kippurim, or par kohen mashiach, or par helim dovashol tzibur, you're going to be chayev kares for eating bituma. Why do I need a special ribui for chatos pnimios? To salka dait chamin, I would have thought, ho, we'll vi omer ab shim in the Mishnah, back on daf mem gimel. Is kol she'enu alam izbeach hachitzon kishlamim, ein chayov lolem mishum pigul. Rabbi Shimon is of the opinion there's no chiv pigol on chatos ha-pnimios, because the zrikas adam is not on the zbech ha-chitzon like shlomim. Is therefore we might suggest that mishum tumanami lo l'chayev, that with regard to these karbonos, just like there's no pigol, so too there's no isra achilas tome, and you wouldn't be chayev if you are tome and you eat from the chatos ha-pnimios. And again, this is all based on assumption that just like in the case of Pigel, we excluded Pnimios, according to Rav Shimon, from Pigel, we should exclude them from the Iser of Tomei, of Achil Bituma. And this is another example we see consistently that the Gemara wants to derive from Dinam of Pigel, compared Dinam of Achil Bituma. Even though it's a little bit odd, because there are many things that you're not chayv mishum pigol, but you're chayv mishum achilu bituma, as we saw, for example, in the case of Nesachim. But the Gemara seems to assume that since the drosh of the Gemara of Shlomim is yatsu min aklal lamed, that we need dumya de Shlomim, so we're going to assume that if you need dumya de Shlomim to be chayv mishum achilu bituma, that since Pigel, which is derived itself from Shlomim, is going to teach us, according to Rav Shimon, to exclude Chatos Pnimius, because only a Dovah Shabbat Doso, the Zrika is on the Mizbeach, Achitzo Kishlomim Yechai Mishum Pigul, is therefore even if it's Tuma, we should derive from the Hekish to Shlomim that Chatos Pnimios are excluded from Tuma, for the Isut Achilu B'Tuma, because in the Parashah of Shlomim, the Torah says Pigul, and teaches Pigul only in Chatos Hachitzonios, Kamash Malon. Therefore, the Torah added a third chiyuv karis according to Reb Shimon to teach us that even in the case of achilas chatos hapnimius bituma yechayiv karis. Now, the Mishnah says that nome Rabbi Shimon mechayiv es shedarko lechol. Rabbi Shimon argues on the Tanakam, and he holds that there's no chiyuv of achila bituma on something that's ain't a royal achila. The Gemara now brings a machlokas amoraim, how to interpret, how to understand this machlokas tanoim between the Tanakam and Reb Shimon and our Mishnah. And by way of introduction, let's mention that the Torah mentions two isurim regarding achilas kodesh b'tumah. Number one is achilas, isur achilas kodesh b'tumah saguf, which means the gavra is tomei tumah saguf, and he eats kodeshim while he's Tomei, and he's Chayev Kores. And then there's an Isal Adam Tar to eat Kodshim Tmeim. And that's derived from the Pasuk in Vayikra Zayin, Vabosa Asher Yiga Bechol Tomei Lo Yeochel Ba'esh Yisarev. Which means that if the Besar HaKarbon came in contact with a Dover Tomei, and therefore it incurred Tumah, the Basar itself is Tomei, Lo Yeochel is an Iser for an Adam Tar to eat the Kodshim Tmeim. Itmar, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Machlokis between Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, and also there's going to be a Machlokis between Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina. Chad me Haizuta, V'chad me Haizuta. The word Zuta means Zuga. A zug, a pair. In other words, the word Zion and the letters Zion and Gimel sometimes are mischalfos. So therefore, Zuza means zuga. In other words, Chad mihai zuga v'chad mihai zuga means one member of this pair got together with another member of the other pair and they agreed. And the other, the remaining two, they disagreed. They said something else. So now the Gemara clarifies this. Chad Omar, according to one member of each of these two groups, we're not identifying who that is yet, is Machlokas, the Machlokas Shin Chachom and Reb Shimon regarding Tuma on something, Achila Bituma, on something that's not Royal Achila, that's only Bitumas Basar. This machlokas only applies in the case of kodshim shenitmu. That chachamim hold that if he eats kodshim shenitmu, there's an iser of achilas kodesh tamei, because the special ribui of the word basar that's coming to be marbe even something that's not royal achila veha basal rabos etzim Ulavona. That's the Shitas Chachamim. So within the context of the Iser of Achilas Kodesh Tomei, here the Chachamim say that if the Kodesh became Tomei, there's an Iser Achila, even though it's not Royal Achila, based on Vabosar, Avol B'tumas Haguf. If the person himself contracted Tuma, and he's a Tomei that's eating Basar Kodshim, and that's a separate Issa Kares, and now he eats Basar Kodshim. In the case of Eitzim Levona, which is not Royal Achil, Divrei Hakol, even the Chacham agree that Eino Loke, there's no violation of Achiyuv Lav Malkis in Achilas Eitzim Levona, because as far as the Issa of Achil, of eating Kodesh Bituma when he's Tomei, we don't have this review of Ubasar to include Dvarim Sheinim Ruim Lachil. We only have that ribui with regard to the Kodshim Tmeim, V'chad Omar, and again, one member of each pair would argue, K'machlokas Bezu, Kach Machlokas Bezu, that the Chachamim, who establish, based on a ribui, that even in a case of Eino Roy Lachil, like Eitzim Ulevona, there's an iser of achila betuma that applies straight across the board, even in a case of tumas haguf, where he's tamei and he's eating kodshim. In this case, he's eating eitzim levona. The chacham would say that he's chayav for achilas kodshim betuma, even though it's ein aroy l'achila. So the Gemara says, my taima. What's the logic that compels those who insist that chachamim are machayev in eino roi l'achila, even in achilas tuma saguf? So the Gemara says, kevan dekarina bay. Since we're going to darshan a pasuk as far as dover shen roi l'achila with regard to basar kodesh nitma, and that was from the pasuk of Vayikra Zayin of Habasar, Habasar Shayiga b'chol tamei, and Karinan Bey, in a case of Dover She'ena Roy Lachila Karinan Bey, the end of the pasuk says, Va'nefesh asher tochal basar b'zevach ha'shlom ha'shel Hashem v'tumaso olav v'nichrasa nefesh ha'hime ameha. And this pasuk is teaching us the Iser of Achilas Kodshim Betumas Aguf. So in other words, the Chachamim hold like this, that since the Iser of Achilas Basar Kodesh Tameh includes even Dover Sheinu Roi L'Achila, we should say that L'Shitasam, even with regard to the Iser of Achila Betumas Aguf, we should also include Dover Sheinu Roi L'Achila, because both Psukim are written almost as one Pasuk. B'smichu Zelazeh. And that's the reason to compel one zug to be, or a member of each zug, to maintain that the Chachamim would go as far as being mechayev you in Dover Shein Roy L'Achila, even for Tumas Aguf, Bachilas Kodshim. Now the Gemara brings a different girsa, a different text, in the Machlokas that we mentioned earlier. Rav Tivyomi Masni Hachi. He had a different presentation of this machlokis, whereas Rav Kahana Masne Hochi. So let's see what's going on here in terms of these two girsos, in terms of what exactly was the machlokis here amongst the Amoraim regarding Rav Shimon and Chachamim. The Gemara says the following: Chad mehai zuga v'chad mehai zuga. One member of this zug and one member of that zug got together and acherim amru dover acher, and the remaining two said the opposite. And it's going on the sefer. In other words, we're not talking about the chachamim, but rather we're talking about Rav Shimon in the sefer. This is the girsa of Rav Tivyomi, that the machlokes amoroim. Well, According to Rav Tivyomi's Girsa, the Machlokes Amoraim is about the Das Chachamim, that when the Mechayev for Tumah and Dover Shein Roi L'Achila, is that only with regard to Achilas Kodesh Tameh, or even with regard to Achila of a Tameh, eating Kodshim Tahorim? So that Machlokes, according to Rav Tivyomi's Girsa, is a machlokas as to how to interpret the Chachamim Shita. But as far as Rabbi Shimon is concerned, there's no machlokas tanoim, and everybody agrees, kuli amalo pligi, that when Rabbi Shimon says you're part of a dover shein roi l'achila, it includes both the Iser of Achilas Kodesh Tameh, when the Kodesh became Tameh, or the Iser Shel Tameh Lechol Kodesh, where the Gavra became Tameh. Whereas according to the Girsa of Rav Kahana, the machlokas amoraim revolves around the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. And as far as the Girsa of Rav Kahana is concerned, there's no machlokes about the Chachomim Shita. And that's called Aseifa. That's Rav Shimon. So when the Gemara says Rav Tivyomi Masni Hachi, the Gemara is certifying the previous explanation that we just had in the Chachomim Shita, according to Rav Tivyomi. Rav Tivyomi was the one who presented the Gemara as we had at Liel. But now we have Rav Kahana. Aseifa. Chad Amora, according to one Amora from each one of these two Zugos, Amar Machlokes, that which Reb Shimon argued on the Chachamim and insisted that there's no Malkus for Tumah. If it's a Dover Shenaroy Lachila, that's only, according to one Zug, that's only B'tumah Saguf. That if a person eats Ochel Tameh, in other words, he himself is a Tameh, and the Basar is Tar. Here we have a question of whether he's Chayiv Malkus for such a thing. We don't have any specific ribui to include Dover She'enom, Re'uyim, La'achila. And here's where Rav Shimon insists that if it's not Roy La'achila, we have no drosh, and therefore B'tumas Aguf, he's not Chayiv. Aval Tumas Basar. L'divrei HaKol Loke. But we do have a drosha, an extra pasuk to include a Dover She'enom Roy La'achila as far as Tumas Basar. And therefore, he who eats the basar, and his tummy gets malchus, even if the basar is any royal achila, like we spoke about, Eitzim and Levona. In other words, as far as achilas, tumas basar, tumas kodesh, everybody agrees that we have a separate ribui, as we said before, basar, to include even that which is any royal achila. So the whole machlokes between Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim revolves around the case of Tumas Aguf, where there's no ribui, and therefore Rabbi Shimon insists that you're not chayev in the case of Dover Shein Aroy Lachila. The Chad Amor, according to one Amor in each of the other, each of these two groups, is Kamachlokas Bezu, Kachmachlos Bezu, that to the same extent that Rabbi Shimon disagrees with Chachamim in the case of a Tomei B'tumas Aguf who eats Kodesh, and he holds that there's no Chi of Malkus if it's Dover She'enom L'Achila, so too Reb Shimon holds that even the case of the Iser of Kodesh Tomei, where the Kodesh is Tomei, if it's Ein Aroy L'Achila, Rabbi Shimon would patter you up from Malkus, because he doesn't have the drasha, the Yitur HaPasuk, of HaBasar to be Marbet Dvarim Sheinim Necholim. And therefore, even in the case where the Basar was Kodesh, where the Kodesh is being, the Basar Kodesh is Tomei, the requirement, the condition for the Chiv Malkus is going to have to be, according to Reb Shimon, that it's Royal Achila. If it's not Royal Achila, there's no Isur Malkus in eating some Kodesh that's Tomei. Omar Rava Mistavra Kimandi Omar, it's logical to assume, like the opinion who holds Kimachlokus Bezu, Kachmachlokus Bezu, that according to Reb Shimon, there's no Chiyuv of Tumah in the case of Dover She'enom Roy L'Achila, whether it's with regard to the Tumas Hagavra, with certainly there's no Ribui, or even with regard to Basar Kodesh, which became Tomei, where there is a ribui, but Rabbi Shimon doesn't darshan that ribui, and therefore he goes back to the klal of Dover She'enom Roy L'Achila Potter. My taima, why does Rava side with that particular approach, that Rabbi Shimon argues in both cases, and you must have as an absolute requirement a Dover She'enom Roy L'Achila? So the Gemara answers, Kevan Delo Karinin Bay. In other words, Rabbi Shimon doesn't have the drasha regarding a Dover She'enom Roy L'Achila, the pasuk regarding the Isur of Tomei Lechol Kodesh. In other words, in the pasuk in Vayikra Zayin, pasuk Chaf, Vanefesh Asher Tochal Basar Mizevach Hashlom Hashel Hashem V'tumaso Olav V'nichrisa, is therefore Lo Karinin Bey. In a Dover She'enom Roy L'Achila, we don't read into the pasuk in the case of Ochel Basar Tomei, when it says there in the previous pasuk Yutes, Va'basar Shayiga B'chol Tomei Lo Yeochel. In other words, equating the two is mistaber. It makes logical sense to assume that according to Reb Shimon, there's no way we can include Dover She'enom Roy L'Achila in the Isur of Achilas Kodesh Tomei. And the Gemara's language seems to imply. That according to the Lishna Basra, meaning Rav Kahana, that the Amoraim had a machlokas about this point, whether we derive the Ptur of Tumas Basar, from the Ptur of Tumas Haguf, according to Rav Shimon. So that leads us to the Svar of Rava, that Rava says that whatever is excluded from the Tumaso, all of the Nichrisa, meaning Ein Aroy Lachil, is also excluded from Abasar, Asher Yiga B'chol Tomei Lo Yeachel, in the Isar Achilas Basar. Now you have to understand why, according to Lishna Kama, we don't accept this Svar of Rava. On that is a Chiddush of Reb Chaim in Hilchas Psuli HaMukdashim Ayin Sham. The Gemara now asks the question for Omar Mar Ve'abasar L'rabos Eitzim U'levona. So now we have the Yitur Tkro, we have the extra pasuk of Abasar, and we assumed, that's the Chachamim Shita, that this Ribui is coming to teach us that with regard to the Isur of Basar Kodesh in Nitma, even if it's not Roy Lachil, like Eitzim U'levona, it's included in this Isur, how could Reb Shimon not accept this drosha to be Mechayiv on Dover Shein Roy Lachil? The Gemara answers, Lipsula B'alma, this drosha is only coming to establish a psul in the case of Eitzim U'levona Shenitmu. There's no Chiyuv Malkus on their Achila, because even though they're Mekabel Tuma, that's not a Doraisa Halacha. And here, what we're assuming is that a Dover Shein Roy Lachila doesn't have a Shem Ochel, and therefore as far as Kabbalah's Tuma Doraisa, it's excluded. So this concept of passeling Eitz of Avonah because the Tuma is based on Tuma Derabbanon, and therefore the Drosh of Abbasar is coming to tell you that we are Marbe Eitz of Levona, that not that they're included in the Isur Achila, but rather they're Tmeim and they're Psulim, which again is only going to be an Asmachta because it's only based on a Tuma Derabbanon, Midoraisa, it's Ein Aroy Lachil, Levona, and Eitzim, and therefore they're not Makabal Tuma, but Derabbanon established a Kabbalah's Tuma Derabbanon, which passels them henceforth, and that's the Asmachta of Abbasar to establish Psula di Alma. But that again is only a Derabbanon, it's not a Dindoraisa. Just to formulate the last line in the Gemara, which takes us up to the new Mishnah, there's a din d'rabbanan, the rabbanan were machmir in kodshim mizbeach, that even in something that's not royal achila, it's considered like an ochel as far as Kabbalah's tuma, because of the chashivas of kodesh. This is called chivas hakodesh machshirosam lekabel tuma. But since this tuma is only d'rabbanan, then eating them would certainly not generate an onish malchus. And the Shita Mekubetzes here has a kasha, because in Masechta Chulin on Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis, the drosha seems to be a drosha Gemura Doraisa, and therefore the Shita Mekubetzes suggests an alternative interpretation that the drosha of Vabasar is indeed a drosha Gemura like the Gemara Chulin seems to indicate, but it's not a ribui of Eitzim Ulevona as far as Tum is concerned, but only as far as Psul is concerned. That these are nifsalu milakriva agabi mizbeach, even though there ain't a royal achila, but it has nothing to do with malchus for achilason. The Rambam in Tumas Ochlin Perik Yud writes that this is a din of chibas hakodesh, which is only derabbanon. The Ravid is masig because the sugi mesecta chulin derives chibas hakodesh machsheres min haTorah. And the Kesef Mishnah explains that this is the Machlokas Amoraim here in Asugya, where the Chibas HaKodesh Machshirosam is a Doraisa, or it's only a Derabbanan. Okay, Rabbosai, we'll stop here, and we'll start the Mishnah in the next year.